Jaga santosha javam.
Jaga santosha
Samo tamas tapasam yam.
Samo tamas tapasam yam.
Titiksho parati shutam.
Titiksho parati shutam.
Satyam shocha. Istina milost. Prevod. U njemu prebivaju. Istina ljubivost, čistoća, nepodnošljivost prema tuđoj nesreći, moć da kontrolira ljutnju, samozadovoljstvo, poštenje, iskrenost, poštenost uma, kontrola čulnih organa, odgovornost, jednakost, podnošljivost, određenost, vjernost, znanje, opasno čuvanje uživanja, vodstvo, vitiško, utjecaj, možda sve učini mogućim vršenje pravne dužnosti, potpuno nezavisnost, vještina, cjelokupna ljepota, smirenost, ljubaznost, poštovnost, potpunost, velikodušnost, odlučnost, savršenstvo u svom znanju, pravo izvršavanje, posjedovanje svih predmeta uživanja, radost, nepokretnost, vjerna slava, obožavanje, lišenost oholosti, postojanje kao božanska osoba, vječnost i mnoge druge transparne osobine koje su vječno prisutne i nikad ne mogu biti odvojene od njega. Ta božanska osoba, neprisutni izvor sve dobrote i ljepote, gospodin Šri Krišna, sada je obustavio svoje transparne zabave na licu zemlje. U njegovom odsustvu doba kali je posuda prošila svoj utjecaj. Tako da sam tužno što vidim tako stavio.
Yes. Carpet, please.
Smisam. Čak i da je moguće da se zbroje atomi, kada bi se zemlja sačela u prazu, ipak ne bi bilo moguće da se procijene nezamislive transparne osobine gospodina. Rečeno je da je gospodin Ananta Deva pamtivika pokušao pisati transparne osobine svevišnjeg gospodina sa svojim bezbrojnim jezicima i da još nije uspio da ih procijeni. Godnje izjave gospodina osobinama služe samo da ocijenimo njegove osobine u mjeri u kojoj ljudsko biće sposobno da ga sagleda. Kad bi to i bilo tako, tvoje spomenute odluke mogu se podijeliti na mnogo podnaslova. Prema Šila Dživog s vami treća osobina, nepodnošljivost prema duži meseči, može se podijeliti na prvo, zaštitu predanje duša, drugo, dobronamerni Bhakti. U Bhagavad Gita gospodin kaže da želi da se svaka duša preda jedino njemu i osigurava svakome da će ga zaštititi od posljedica svih grijeha ako to učini. Nepredane duše nisu gospodine Bhakti i zato gospodin štiti posebno. Bhakti ono želi najbolje i obraća posebnu pažnju na one koji ga transparno služi s ljubom. Takvi čisti Bhakti ima daje upustva da bi pomogao u vršenju odgovornosti na povratku, na putu povratka Bogu. Jednakost, samjen, gospodin je jednako ljubazan prema svakome, kao što sunce na svakoga jednako prosjepa zrake, pa ipak postoje mnogi koji su nesposobni da ih iskoriste. Slično tome, gospodin kaže da ako mu se duša preda, osigurava svu zaštitu, ali nesretne osobe nisu sposobne da prihvate ovaj prijedlog i zato ispaštaju od vatrenih nevrije djeda. Tako čak iako je gospodin jednako dobronamjeran prema svakome, nesretno živo biće samo zbog lošeg društva, nije sposobno da u cjelini prihvati njegovo uputstvo i zbog toga nikada ne smije okriviti njega. Jedino da Bhaktin zivo je dobronamjeran. I kada je prisnesan prema njima, ali živo biće zapravo odgovorno da prihvati i odbaci jedno od postupanja gospodina. Gospodin nikada ne odstupa od svoje zadate riječi. Kada obeća zaštitu, obećanje izvršava svim okolnostima. Dužnost je čistog bhakti da vrši dužnost koju mu povjeri gospodin ili njegov vjerodostojni predstavnik, duhovni učitelj. Ostatak izvršava gospodin i bez propusta. Odgovornost gospodina također je jedinstvena jer je nema, pošto mu sad rado bavi njegove različite ovlaštene energije. Ipak dobrovno prihvaća odgovornost u pokazivanju raznih uloga u svojim transcendentalnim zabavama. Kao dječje igre ulogu pastira, a kao sin Nanda Maharadže je savršeno izvršavao svoju odgovornost. Slično tome kada je igrao ulogu kšatrije kao sin Maharadž Vasudeva, pokazuje vještinu borbenog duha kšatrije. U svim slučajima kšatrije kralj treba borbom ili otmicom steći ženu. Ta vrsta ponašanja za kšatrije je vrijedna hvala u smislu da kšatrije mora pokazati moć vitištva budućoj ženi, tako da čovjek kšatrije može biti hrabar s budućim mužem. Čak božanska osoba Širan je pokazao tako dobro vitištva za vrijeme svoje ženite. Slomljenači, Ruzvan, Haran, Danor, Istekao roku sita devima, ajde sve kobilja. Šabinski duh se obrada za vega žene bez svečanosti, jer nema ništa loženje u takvoj borbi. Gospodin Čikrišnja dešava takvu bolest potpuno, jer iako je imao više od 16.000 žena, u svakom kojem slučaju morao da se bori kao inoči kšatrije na taj način stekne. Jedna vrhovna borbanska osoba može da se bori 16.000 puta da bi stekao isto toliko žena. Slično tome pokazuje potpuno odgovornost u svakom postupku u svojoj transparentnoj zapravi. 14. osobina znanja može se proširiti u pet podlasta, dakle prvo intervencija, drugo zahvalnost, treće moć svačanja okolnosti mjesta, predmeta i jedana, četvrto savršeno znanje o svemu i peto znanje o osobenom biću. Jedno su mu dale nezahvalne prema dovršenim tijelima, međutim, gospodinu nije potrebna ničija usluga pored njega samo, jer je potpuno sebi, pa ipak se osjeća nagrađen da li kada bi služio svi bakteri. Gospodin osjeća zahvalnost prema bakterima, butavu nisi štačenom bezulikom služenja i pokušava zvratiti služećih, iako bata tako, nema tako živi u srcu. Transitalno služenje gospodina sebi transitalno dobro bi za bakteri, koji zato nema što da očekuje gospodina. Na osnovu tvrdnje vjerskog aforizma s Sarom Palavinom Rama, možemo shvatiti da je gospodin, pomoću sve prisutnih zraka svog sjaja, dobro na džoti, sve prožimajući unutar i iza svega, pa sve prisutno vatrano nebo i na gore,
Aha, Hare Krishna. I suggest that we continue tomorrow with the second part of the purport. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Shri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shunasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's all right. Please, please, Krishna. Here, a few of the wonderful qualities of Krishna's Krishna are explained. But there are many, many more. Prabhupada starts his purport by saying that even if it would be possible to count all the atoms after smashing the world into pieces, the Lord would have more qualities than all these atoms together. The Lord has, beyond these qualities, he has also innumerable energies and also assistance.
Osim tih odlika, gospodin ima svoje bezbrojne energije i one koje mu asistiraju.
For our understanding, the Lord's energies are just categorized in three energies, but there are many, 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 many more within the three categories.
Za naše svačanje bolje, sve energije su sistematizirane u tri osnovne, međutim, one se kasnije mogu podijeliti mnogo, mnogo više njih.
As we know, there's a spiritual world, which is a manifestation of the antaranga, or internal energy. There's the external energy, the material world, is a manifestation of that energy, which is called bahiranga shakti.
Kao što znamo, postoji ta unutarnja energija, energija koja pripada duhovnom svijetu, svijetu koji se antaraga. Kada postoji i energija koja je njena manifestacija u materijalnom svijetu, bahira.
And then there are the living entities, that's us, that's the jiva, tattva, or tatashta shakti, I wanted to say.
I na koncu jiva bića, poput nas, koje spadaju u jiva shakti, tatashta.
So these are three categories of energies, but within them there are so many shaktis and energies.
I to su tako osnovne elementarne energije, međutim, među njima postoji toliko mnogo različitih šakti.
Krishna is distributed through his energies everywhere.
Krishna je raspodijeljen kroz svoje energije svugdje.
It is said, he is all pervading.
Rečeno da je on sve prožimajući.
That means his hands are present everywhere.
To znači da su njegove ruke prisutne svugdje.
His eyes are present everywhere.
Njegove oči su prisutne svugdje.
His ears are present everywhere. He hears even what is just how do you say it? Is spoken very softly, whispered in secret places.
On čuje čak i šapat na potajnim tajnim
mjestima. You can see that by this little insight into the omnipotence of Krishna, that he is a very, very special personality. Now, the wonderful thing is that although Krishna is present everywhere, either by his expansion of the Paramatma feature or by his many energies, he prefers to be in Vrindavan.
Čudno da stvar u svemu tome da je iako Krishna sve prisutan, bilo pomoću svojih ekspansija, bilo kao Paramatma, on najviše voli biti u Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan you feel you have Krishna at home. When he is distributed all over the creation, these are expansions of that original Krishna. And in Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying transcendental pastimes with his loving devotees, headed by Srimati Radharani.
A u Vrindavanu Krishna uživa svoje iznimne zabave sa svojim najprisnijim družbenicima koje predvodi Srimati Radharani.
These loving pastimes are not actually understandable by a conditioned soul.
Te ljubavne zabave nisu zapravo za razumijevanje, nisu lake za razumjeti ljubitelne dušama.
For our eyes, they appear to be like the exchanges between man and woman in this world.
Za naše oči one izgledaju kao obične izmjene osjećanja između muškarca i žene u ovom svijetu.
But because Krishna is so extraordinary, just like we were describing in the first part of the lecture, his pastimes cannot be like anything from this world.
Ali pošto je Krishna tako izuzetan, kao što smo još objasnili na početku lekcije, njegove zabave ne mogu biti ništa slično ovom materijalnom svijetu.
And it's very difficult to make a conditioned soul understand this.
I vrlo teško uvjeriti uvjetovnu dušu.
Prabhupada gave once a very humorous example where a man tries to make someone understand the taste of jackfruit.
Prabhupada je jednom dao jedan zanimljiv primjer kada je htio objasniti nekom čovjeku kakav ukus ima jackfruit.
Do you know what is jackfruit? No.
Da li znam što je jackfruit?
So this man also didn't know, so he asked his friend, how does it taste?
Kako
a friend said, It's very difficult to describe it. You have to taste it, I guess. Well, just give me an idea. It tastes as if you would pour sugar cane juice through the beard of a Muslim. Do you understand now? No, huh? Even with this analogy, it's not possible. So for a conditioned soul, it is similarly impossible to understand the loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. And therefore, devotees do not speak about this in public because one is bound to misunderstand it. We have one very important text which will help us a little, which will point, so to say, the direction for our understanding. It's a text written by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Just points in this direction. There you can understand the wonderful love between Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada often Prabhupada used to quote this verse a lot. I want to read it to you. Radha Krishna pranaya vikritir ladinir shakti asmar ekatmana vapibu vipuradehi viram gatoto chetanyakyam prakatam aduna tatvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhava dyuti suvalitam nomi krishna swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. This is the first part of the verse. The absolute truth is one, but for enjoyment it has separated itself into Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are one and the same. But they have assumed two bodies. See, if there are no two, enjoyment cannot take place. The book stand cannot enjoy itself. You know, but if there is a second person, like for instance a lecturer, he can enjoy putting his books comfortably on the beautiful book stand.
Ako nema druge osobe, on ne može živjeti. Na primjer, ako nema osobe koja daje lekciju, koja može staviti knjigu na knjigu.
In the harmonium itself, there is no enjoyment.
U samom harmoniju nema uživanja.
But if Gadadha comes and plays, we all enjoy sweet music.
Ali ako dođe Gadadha i svira njega, svi uživamo to i draže se muzici.
Or if you are stay alone in the room, no, Prabhupada made the point, Prabhupada said, if I give a lecture and there is no audience, I will not enjoy it. If I give a lecture in the dead of night and no one is there, then it's not enjoyable. So the absolute truth is one, but Radha and Krishna are really the same, but they separate, become two. Two transcendental bodies, and then they enjoy. Now, we have a prayer to Srimati Radharani, which I wanted to read today to you. It goes, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Varshabhanu Sudhi Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. In this prayer, it is said, Hari Priye. Srimati Radharani is very Priya, that is dear to Krishna. We are so fallen. We cannot become dear to Krishna on our own. But if Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with us, then Krishna easily becomes pleased. Prabhupada writes, Radharani is Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts. However fool I may be. Because Srimati Radharani recommends, Krishna accepts. Therefore in Vrindavan you'll find all the devotees, they are chanting more Radharani's name than Krishna's. There's a devotee in Vrindavan who paints the name of Krishna, of Radha, all over the walls and trees and everywhere. It's all Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Because it is the hope of the Vaishnavas that Srimati Radharani is pleased and brings us to Krishna. He has another line for the English-speaking devotees. He writes, Jai Sri Radhe. And then, never forget. Don't forget this, So, it is described how it is difficult to understand Krishna and to approach Krishna in that shloka, manusyanam sahasreshu. Out of many thousands of men, one may be interested in self-realization, but out of many of those, just very, very few are knowing Krishna. So, but by Srimati Radharani's mercy, it is possible to understand Krishna very quickly and easily. Because Srimati Radharani can deliver Krishna. Krishna is hers. This is, she is Mahabhagavat, the greatest of devotees. The devotees can give us Krishna. In the scriptures it says, Atas Krishna Namadi the senses are too dull to really understand Krishna. The example is, with your eyes you cannot perceive a melody. Isn't it? If someone sings, you don't see notes in the note scale in the room. Doesn't happen like so similarly with our senses, it is not possible to understand God. But by devotional service, beginning with the tongue, chanting and tasting prasadam, the dull material senses become spiritualized and then can perceive something of the Lord. So you will be happy to know that the mistress of devotional service, that is Srimati Radharani. When we say that by the mercy of Radha it is possible to understand Krishna, what we say in practical fact and figure is that by devotional service it is possible to understand the Lord.
Kad kažemo milošću Šrimati Radharani do moguće doseći Krišnu, mi zapravo mislimo predanje služenje u tom
moguće. She is Bhakti Devi.
Ona je Bhakti Devi.
The mistress of the kingdom of Bhakti.
Ona je gospodarica kraljestva Bhakti.
Oh, Bhakti Devi is an expansion of her, you need to be very correct.
Odnosno, Bhakti Devi je jedna ekspanzija da budemo sasvim
precizni. Now, Srimati Radharani is also not easy to understand. even Krishna cannot understand Radha. Therefore, he assumed the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Srimati Radharani a little bit.
I zato je on poprimio tijelo Čitanja Mahaprabhu kako bi moglo se razumjeti Šrimati Radharani.
Because as Krishna took on the mood of Radha to understand Radha.
I zato je Krishna poprimio raspoloženje Radhe kako bi razumio.
To give you a simple example, if we want to understand Purujit Prabhu's anxieties as a temple president, we really would have to be at his desk, you know, hear all the problems which are presented, and then we would be able to understand something of Purujit's, I wouldn't say anxieties, Purujit's thoughts. Yeah.
Sometimes it's that. Yeah. If you want to understand the uznemirenost or koji ima neki ten prezent, onda možete doći na njegovu poziciju da biste to mogli saznati neki od tih problema, odnosno misli.
We would to somehow have to enter the position or role or function of another person to understand really what it's like.
Neko treba ući u funkciju, odnosno ulogu, preuzeti ulogu.
That's what they do, for instance, in teachings. When there is a student who wants to become a teacher, he is actually put before a classroom, and then he can get the feeling how it's like to just teach other people.
To se dešava pod učavanjem, kada neke studente bježu od tome kako će postati učitelji, onda ih ostavaju ispred razreda i tako da mogu steći osjećaj kako je to pod učavanjem.
It is not possible really to theoretically just by being taught in a university to understand what it's like to be a teacher.
Nije dovoljno samo teoretski razumjeti kako je na univerzitetu kako postati učitelj.
So Krishna can not understand what it's like to be Srimati Radharani. Because he's God who is worshipped by Radha. Therefore, he comes as a devotee called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the second verse, second part of the verse which is quoted to understand Radha and Krishna. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself.
Ja se klanjam njemu koji je poprimio osjećanja i tjelesni ten Srimati Radharani,
who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Yes. Now, to make it very simple, Radha and Krishna are one and the same.
Radha and Krishna su jedno isto.
The absolute truth.
Absolutna istina.
But to enjoy loving pastimes, they have manifested in two bodies. Now, Krishna cannot understand Radha. And then they become one again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very mysterious and transcendental, as you might also feel. Now, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna taught us how to understand himself. He took on the role of a devotee to relate, to understand Radha and also Krishna. Now what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood? What does he teach us?
Kako je bilo njegovo raspoloženje? Što nas je on zapravo
učio? He always said, where is Radha? Where is Krishna?
On je uvijek govorio, gdje je Radha? Gdje je Krishna?
He never said, I have found them.
Nikad nije rekao, ja sam ih našao.
I am God realized.
Ja sam realizirao Boga.
But he lived in separation.
Nego je živio u odvojenosti.
Also his intimate followers, the six Goswamis, they would say, they would run around in Vrindavan, Hey Radha, Hey Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. That is, where are you, Srimati Radharani? Where is, are you, Krishna?
In njegove intimni sedelci, pokušestavci Goswami, rečeno za njih da su lutali Vrindavanovi, da su vikali, o, gdje si ti Srimati?
So, Prabhupada, following this example, he preaches like this to us.
I Šra Prabhupada, sljedeći njihov primjer, na taj način nam isto propovijeda.
Feel the separation.
Osjetite odvojenost.
The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing.
Čim više osjećate odvojenost od Krishna, tim ćete zapravo biti napredniji.
Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation feeling. And then it will be perfect. That is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. So, dear devotees, today is a special day. Not just because we don't eat anything in the morning and we eat a huge feast in the midday time. It is because, special because today, 15 days after Jamashtami, Srimati Radharani, the most dear servant of Krishna, has appeared.
Danas je naš dan, zato je 15 dana nakon Janmashtami pojavila se Srimati Radharani, najbolja sluškinja Gospoda Krišne.
It is very important for all of us.
Vrlo je važno za sve nas.
Because by Radha's mercy we can get Krishna.
Zato je Radha milošću možemo dobiti.
Without Srimati Radharani's mercy it is not possible to gain any good fortune, oh brothers.
Mm-hmm. Bez milosti Srimati Radharani nije moguće dobiti nikakvu milost, braćo.
I'm quoting Prabhupada's verse, you are laughing, but Prabhupada has written like this, oh brothers, oh sisters, he says, without the mercy of Radharani, you will not get any good fortune. Because she can go to Krishna and say, my Dragi Lord, here is your dear servant Krishna Das. Please accept him. And we can please Srimati Radharani by doing devotional service, or we can, let us say, contact Srimati Radharani by doing devotional service to her dear Lord Krishna. This is the secret of Radha and Krishna. I want to thank you very much for giving a patient hearing to all these transcendental subjects. If you desire to understand more of this and have some free reading time today, there are beautiful explanations about Srimati Radharani in the Adi Lila chapter 4.
Yes.
Even different names of Srimati Radharani are given. She is called Devi, Krishnamayi, one who is within and without our Lord Krishna. Paramadevata, the Supreme Goddess. Savalakshmi, the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Saravakanti, that her body is full of luster and beauty. And it also means she fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. Shri Radha is the full power and Lord Krishna is the possessor of all power. Yeah. One of the names of Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan Mohan is the name of Krishna. It means he who attracts even the god of love. And Madan Mohan Mohini means she who attracts even him who attracts the god of love. Yes. There's one book called Radha Sahasranam. It has 1,000 names of Radharani. So thank you very much. Do you have any questions regarding these subject matters?
Himself in two personalities, does it mean then that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is original Krishna?
Because
he again can one?
It's very difficult to analyze like this. Yes, we can say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the role of a devotee. I know, now you think, well, okay, but there must be a difference. I mean, he looks different. And when it says he is the original in the role of a devotee, the Supreme Lord is called Advaitam, inseparable. You know, we cannot just say here is now Vishnu and he has nothing to do with this Krishna, and then there is Chaitanya, and then there is Radha, you know, and so on and so forth.
There. So, Krishna is called the Advaita, or one who is neodvojiv. Ne možemo reći sad, evo, ovo je Vishnu, i on nema ništa sa Krishna, koji nema ništa sa Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, on je Shimati Radhi,
tako. But then we also cannot say everything is, I mean, if we... let me say like this, the Lord is one in variety. In a positive, this is a positive way.
Na njemačkoj farmi za radaštani Guru Maharaj je pričao o pojavi Šrimati Radharani i onda je objasnio kako je se pojavio Narada Muni kad je kralj Višabanu vidio taj zlatni lotos, ne? I onda je rečeno da je Narada Muni zapravo vidio Maha Lakšmi. I sad meni nije jasno kako mi trebamo slijediti stope Narada Munija jer on u našoj sampradaji, zapravo moje pitanje glasi kako to da mi obični ljudi onako jako pali, zapravo imamo mogućnost pristupa u najužišenije zabave radi Krišne, čak vidimo da ni Narada Muni ni na tom nivou bio i da čak ni Maha Lakšmi ona nije imala pristup u rasa plesi.
Last Lakšmi, on German Pan given narrating the story about Narada Muni and rasa ples, rasa dance, and he was Krishna is asking, how is it possible for us ordinary souls to have even a glimpse and what to say and approach to such elevated topics and such elevated things like rasa dance and Srimati Radharani taught?
We have to hear what Srila Prabhupada is explaining to us about this.
Mi trebamo slušati ono što nam Srila Prabhupada objašnjava.
Whatever merciful drops of explanation he gives, that's our reality. To give a very simple example, say you were never in India, but you really desire to know how it looks like and feels like. You are dependent on what others who were there explain to you. They will say, oh, sometimes it's very hot, Krishnananda. But then if you drink a coconut, it becomes you know, manageable. Then you can go like the, in a certain time you go into the Ganga like a water buffalo, and then it's also all right.
I onda možeš povrlo tići u Gangu zajedno sa volenim bivolima i ohladit se tamo.
So as they describe the whole scenario to you, you can imagine or understand a little bit about India.
I kad ti se cijeli taj scenarij objasni, onda možeš shvatiti nešto od Indije.
That's your only source, so to say.
To je tvoj jedini izvor.
So Prabhupada is with Radha and Krishna.
Prabhupada jest Radha and Krishna.
And he can tell us what it is, what they are.
I ona može reći što to je.
And sometimes it is described a saint may tell, and sometimes he does not tell anything if he thinks we are not qualified enough. So Prabhupada would sometimes talk to his disciples at length about Radha and Krishna. Sometimes he would say, what can you understand? You first have to control your senses. Like once he showed his devotees around in Vrindavan and told so many things. Another this subject. It's very important that we understand in our movement that we have to, whatever we hear about this subject, we need to hear from our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
would like to ask concerning chanting the name of Srimati Radharani on like a day of this. One feels also a little shy to chant the name, should one? How should one? Yes.
We should. We can chant the song Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayite Gogula Taruni Mandala Mahite. This is Prabhupada sang this. On Radhastami, and we should sing this. We can do it a little later, maybe, even if we have time. Maybe we have a little. We will discuss with Purujit Prabhu and Dadi Bhaksha what is the festival plan, but then we can maybe chant it. It's very nice. But devotees feel that Srimati Radharani is so confidential, they are shy to just go Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe Radhe Radhe. The whole Vrindavan goes crazy today. Radhe 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 Radhe. Total ecstasy, but we can sing this song Radhe Jai Jai Madhava. Even one day before Radhastami, or 2 days, they go already wild. They throw this powder. We should maybe also do, you know, yogurt, you know, put turmeric in there, and then flash. One day when our Nityananda group is really famous and we can do whatever we like, I will just take a bucket of yogurt and just throw. I know already, you will. Don't be in the front line when we are famous. Yes. Here it is. Now there is a very nice song. I shall sing it. Sing if you can play on the harmonium. Yes. And then Prabhupada thinks we can sing. Sing this and read it, how Prabhupada explained this song. a little later. It's very beautiful. Who else? Purujiti.
Question was also closely connected to your lecture about the feeling of separation and of our great need to hear from authority. Because in the one book, actually this is written by other acharya, slightly. It's described that actually this is not a feeling of separation that is the topmost for devotees, but the feeling of the union, because actually separation is just prelude,
before the union.
Yes, before the union. So I was I want to know actually what is proper.
Yeah, for us it's vipralamba seva, that's service and separation.
For us, it's a vipralamba seva.
Now the wonderful thing is that in that feeling of separation, Krishna is there. If you, for instance, feel very, oh, I really want that my spiritual master comes to Pula. If you really feel, sometimes one really feels, oh, Sri Vishnupad, you have not even seen the temple, or he has seen. No. Then, in that, you feel very connected somehow. Even in this world, it is possible. Sometimes we just feel, ah. But then, we feel already how in our heart the heart chakra opens. You know, we feel togetherness. We feel togetherness with the person. Srimati Radharani, for instance, in the highest level, would sometimes feel separation from Krishna, and then all of a sudden Krishna would be before her. Once I there is a lila which is very nice in this connection. Srimati Radharani was living at the house of Abhimanyu, her so-called husband, in Yavat. And she was really feeling separated from Krishna, being unable to see him because she was in the house of her in-laws, I think it's called, Schwiegereltern. Yeah.
Ona je osjećala odvojenost od Krishna, zato je bila u kući I u svog zakonja.
In this moment, around this time, Yashodama was preparing a box with wonderful things, presents for Srimati Radharani.
U isto vrijeme, majka Yashoda pripremala veliku kutiju sa prekrasnim poklonima.
There were new saris. New eye cosmetic. Nice bangles. Everything you which Yashoda Ma wanted to give to Srimati Radharani, because she felt she is the most qualified girl of Raj. So Krishna said, "Oh Ma, what box are you making and for whom?" Oh, that's all right. That's all right. No, tell me. It's for Srimati Radharani. I'm just so pleased with her. I want to give her a present. So then there was a knocking on the door. Abhimanyu was there. The Mush, the so-called Mush of Radha. So Yashoda went there. Krishna took all the presents out of the box. He gave it to the servant of the house, Danishta. And went himself in the box. So Yashoda said, "Oh, Abhimanyu, it's so nice that you are here. I have a box of very valuable things for Srimati Radharani. Please carry it to her." I have the most valuable things in the world. And Abhimanyu said, "Very good," and he took the box with Krishna. And Krishna made himself so heavy. That's a very heavy box. And he brought it to Srimati Radharani in her quarters. Oh, here's the box of very valuable things. Radha was thinking, "Oh, I don't want anything, I just want Krishna." So Abhimanyu left the box inside. And then Krishna came out of the box. He played his flute. And everyone was laughing and laughing and laughing. Waves of laughter floated through the room. This is how funny sometimes Krishna's transcendental leelas are. We like to hear such things, believe it.
Yeah.
It's so nice somehow, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so I think it's a little late, 9:10. Thank you very much. Srimati Radharani ki
jai.
Shri Radhastami Mahotsava ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sisi Gaunitai ki
jai.
Lord Nrsimhadeva ki
jai.
Gaur Premana
ki jai.
Srimati Radharani ki
jai.
Srila Sachinam Maharaj ki
jai.